Hi, everyone. Welcome to For the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Darabary, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive. And it is that time for another relevant and timely conversation with one of my favorite industry leaders to cover the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer's or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. So let's dive right in. I'm thrilled to welcome back Sean Niffen, also known as the boss baby of automotive, retail solutions moderator, and consultant extraordinaire at NCM and Associates. And not only is Niff one of the most revered and trusted voices in our industry, but he's also a step ahead when it comes to working with today's automotive dealers. And he's here to share his opinions on what I am billing as the variety show of the latest and greatest hot topics in our industry ahead of a conference that he and I are going to be joining together with our good buddy and colleague David Kane September 9th to 11th for the NCM Clients and Friends event in Kansas City, Missouri. So Niff, welcome back to For the Road Forward.
It's been awesome. Thank you so much.
You bet. So let's start with talking about one of the key findings and recommendations of the new Cox Automotive white paper conducted by Proficient when it comes to measuring what really matters in marketing. And I am sure that it comes as no surprise to you, Niff, but the findings were an urgent call for dealers to move away from first and last touch attribution and not only move towards, but to truly run to a multi-touch attribution approach, especially dealers that are looking to protect their spend and capture more return on investment. And, you know, we have all been in a room in recent years with dealers who are still relying on first and last touch models and CRM measurement, and they are losing market share by the month. And so the question is, what is the biggest shift that you've seen when dealers start to embrace multi-touch attribution, and how is it changing the way that they measure marketing success? What are you seeing as those big wins?
Phenomenal question. You know, honestly, I think we could spend the next half an hour just talking about this one thing. It is the, it has been the my premise over the past few years as we began this study and we began this practice of saying, what is real true attribution? CRM attribution, ROI reporting is so broken. Last click attribution died 10 years ago because what we realized is through all of this technology, we've been able to track customers' journey through their websites, their search engine marketing, their SEO, their paid search, and even the third parties, right? So what ends up happening is dealers think like, well, the last click is how I'm going to measure my success on this. And what we're finding is that, and what we have seen over the years is that customers take a long time to explore what they're going to look at, especially now with affordability being a primary concern of a lot of customers, because if you haven't bought a car in 10 years, the technology alone will baffle you, but the expense has gone up tremendously. We've seen about a 17% increase just since before COVID in new and used cars. That's pretty significant. That has a big impact on that. So when dealers are trying to figure out, well, what's the best source of information for me to figure out where to spend my money? What we end up talking to them about is saying, look, don't look at the last click, look at the whole journey. Get the tracking mechanisms in place so you can actually see this. Because literally over a 90-day period, we can see customers going to multiple websites multiple times, time and time again. And what we end up seeing in that attribution is the fact that it's not like one or two visits. We stop counting at 250 a lot of times. So when you look at that type of consumer behavior, it makes us go, where can we have the most presence and the most eyeballs looking at our inventory? It's amazing to me. In 20 plus years of doing this, the premise of the internet is still there, right? How many eyeballs can you get on the inventory, right? That's where they're doing all the research. But that is one of the biggest takeaways, is just realizing that last click attribution. If you measure that on that, you're gonna come out of your skin, because you're gonna see cost per sales of $600-$700. You're like, I can't afford that. Well, I think it's the cost per VDP, quite honestly, that you have to truly, truly measure, is what does it cost you to get a customer in front of a vehicle on the online? And that's the one true attribution that sets the stage for cost per view, cost per lead, cost per sale, the whole thing. And getting dealers to understand that is like, oh, that makes more sense. So it's going back just a little bit further than just what's the cost per lead, but what's the cost per VDP?
Yeah, well said. And you were truly a pioneer in the space of multi-touch attribution in your dealership days before your new life in consulting and guiding dealers and dealership groups. And it's why you were as successful as you were in making marketing spend decisions and optimizing every dollar for your organization and gaining market share every step of the way. So great job there. All right, next question. And I feel like I almost have to spin a wheel here of hot topics because there are so many right now, but the next one is about as hot as it gets, not only in automotive, but in every business. Let's talk about AI. It is everywhere, but in your conversations with dealers, how are they actually using it or planning to use it? Really to improve marketing performance and customer engagement.
Well, one of the simplest ways we've seen of heard of late in we're training and consulting and encouraging dealers to do this is, what do you say after the first 3, 4, 5, 10 emails that you've already sent to a customer? Use AI to come up with some type of creative content you for the vehicle that they're actually looking at. Maybe they're looking at a Ford Explorer. What type of AI information can you generate to send to the customer that's different than when you're going to come in, when can I schedule an appointment, things like that. So that's the one thing. The other thing is this, and this is relatively hot off the press, and we were just talking about this in our institute class today, is this. Keeping in mind that, yes, we can use AI to answer the phones. We can use AI to continue long-term follow-up from lead inception to long-term follow-up and what we call life cycle management. You can use AI for all those sort of things. But understand this is that the lid has been blown off of this for customers, because not only can customers figure out how the car buying experience is, we can't hide behind the SEO curtain any longer. In other words, we could build SEO and say, oh, this is a great place to do business, but it's sort of like the Wizard of Oz. And he's like, look, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, right? AI is lifting the curtain away from this, and customers are saying, and I encourage everybody to do this for their own dealership. Go into AI, ChatGPT or whatever, and type in, what is it really like to buy a car from my dealership? From, you know, name the dealership. And watch what happens is now customers are doing that and saying, oh my gosh, the website said it's the best place to buy a car, but all these people say it's not. So that's one thing that we're trying to get dealers to say, we need to pay attention to that because that is true shopping behavior. The other thing that's really fascinating is now customers are starting to use AI to shop for a vehicle. In other words, they're getting their ChatGPT to say, go find me a Honda Accord LX, white tan leather, and find me the best deal, whether it's a purchase or a lease. So now the bots are doing the shopping, but we still have to communicate with the customer. So those are two, three things that we're seeing like AI is impacting the industry. What's really fascinating is in 1998, Bill Gates wrote a book called Business at the Speed of Thought. And he said in there, and he says, the internet's going to change everything it touches, and it's going to touch everything. 1998, it's almost 30 years ago. We could literally rephrase that today and say AI is going to change everything it touches and it's going to touch everything. So it's sort of falling in that same pattern, right?
Yeah. And it's not going to take 30 years. If we've seen anything over just the last few months, the speed in which people and companies and products are adopting AI and finding these efficiencies. So that was some tremendous advice that you gave there. But I just keep saying to our dealers, be curious, be deliberate, and don't be afraid. Just start playing with it. Start using it. Take the leap. You don't have to go all in. Put your toe in the water, but you're going to have to start moving in that direction if you want to find the efficiencies and be competitive in today's environment. So Let's talk about the next hot topic, especially here at Auto Trader. One of the partnerships that's been getting a lot of recent attention is our new Car and Driver Marketplace that just launched with the power of Auto Trader's tech. And that has been a long time coming, but tremendous value that we are delivering to our Auto Trader listings clients by having all of their listings housed on Car and Driver, which has 10 million monthly visits and exposure. But from your perspective, Niff, what kind of value does this bring to dealers and consumers and the industry? And do you anticipate your major accounts responding to it? Have you heard any feedback yet, even though it's just hot off the press?
It's hot off the press for search. But, it goes back to our multi-touch attribution conversation we were just having, right? So many places to look for vehicle information, right? What a great source of information, Car and Driver, right? So from research to retail is what I read in that article. I thought that's a really good way of looking at it because it is a research retail. Sometimes the research is short, sometimes it's a repeat buy, but sometimes people completely change the brand. Sometimes they've had, you know, 72% of the people buying a car today have had some type of life-changing event. Well, maybe sometimes the life-changing event is pushing them into something like, oh, well, maybe I need to look at this. Maybe they've outgrown their Honda Odyssey and maybe they need to move to a Chevy Suburban. Something like that, you know, can happen. But what a great resource. Maybe they're looking for a fun holiday car, you know, convertible or something fun on the weekends, but they've had some type of life-changing event. So that's the one thing that I think is fascinating is knowing that that's going to happen automatically with that syndication, is knowing that your inventory now is going to go out even further. So again, driving down the cost per lead or driving down the cost per view, the cost per VDP goes down tremendously with that type of partnership. The only thing that I think is interesting is that is think about the number of 75% of the people that are looking in that are planning on buying within the next year. That is just, think about that. I mean, that is a lot, right? And they don't need to reach out to us until they're ready. In other words, they can continue to do their research. So I'm excited for you all to partner with them. It just continues to expand the net and make it so much easier for customers to get more information about the vehicle themselves. It doesn't measure the consumer or the dealership behavior experience, but it does measure what they're doing and how they're doing research. But we'll have to see how that impacts the dealership experience as well. Are they actually doing what they're saying?
Yeah, you bet. It is about the connectivity of the auto ecosystem overall, knowing where the consumers are, what they're doing, and being able to touch them and connect with them even earlier in the process. And you know, that was really cool over the year and a half that we kind of put that partnership together and structured it. And it was really eye-opening to me as we were going through the strategic discussions with the Car and Driver leadership team on their level of commitment to journalistic integrity and kind of the role that they play from a reviews and accolades and research perspective. And when you start to think about the power of Auto Trader, KBB, we'll be going through a big KBB rebrand next year that we're very excited about. And then you add Car and Driver to the mix, you start to really connect the dots for the consumer and the future of the omnichannel shopping experience in a different and transformative way for the industry. So we are so excited. And let us know as you hear feedback rolling in from your groups.
Yeah.
So Niff, you know, my next question needs to be about another big partnership that we just announced a couple of months ago, and it was a pretty big one for the entire industry as well. And that was our partnership with Experian's AutoCheck Vehicle History Reports offered by Kelley Blue Book. And that really combined the power of the storied and trusted Kelley Blue Book brand with the detailed insights and financial expertise and scale and reach that Experian already was delivering to car buyers and sellers for more efficient decision-making. And so my question for you on this one is, what is your take on how that's helping dealers better provide potential buyers with detailed vehicle history information and inherent trust in their product? And then what kind of impact are you seeing on the ground?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where both dealer and consumer have to be able to trust information that's about the vehicles that we're dealing with, right? And consumers have notoriously not trusted dealers for a long time. So it does give them a resource to say, look, you know, I can trust this resource, whether they're researching vehicles or they're researching the history of a car. It just seems like the world has got all their defense mechanisms up and they're trying to find valuable information that isn't sort of twisted and bent. And having that sort of partnership outside of other sources, if you will, gives you another branch of what customers are looking for when it comes to vehicle research. So whether it's Car and Driver or Experian, and Experian has got so much data. Oh my gosh. Bringing all those data sources together, because data is another big thing for dealers, and data exists in multiple forms and fashions. And everything we do is a quote unquote attached to a data. I think that people can rely on Experian, a household name, whether it's your credit or it's other things that Experian does. It helps just tie off all the loops and help dealers and consumers realize like there's a trusted source. It's a common source of information that everybody can go to and say, yeah, this is legitimate. It's awesome.
Yes. And as wonderful as it is for consumers, you did a great job covering some of those high points there. But you know, we are on a mission together to transform the vehicle history report and ownership funnel. We talk a lot together and industry-wide about the purchase and consideration journey. But this is our first big step into that ownership space, which is one of the most efficient ways that our dealer clients and OEMs can keep people attached to them throughout the entire journey, the life cycle, both for purchase and ownership. But this was also very much about protecting our dealers' data, making sure that when consumers are interacting with their vehicles on our properties, that we are protecting that connectivity between the dealer and the consumer at all costs. And so it has been a really exciting one. We are seeing great results and hearing wonderful things, and we're going to keep up the announcements on all of those exciting partnerships. So for my last grab bag of hot topic questions here for you, I would love for our viewers and listeners to hear about what you're seeing working day in and day out with some of the largest and most profitable organizations in the country. The pain points, whether it's a single rooftop or a large group that you work with, what are the challenges, and then how is data helping them solve those problems right now?
Yeah, the data, it's interesting. I turned on the TV in the hotel room last night when I got here, and I'm in Kansas City, and there was this discussion about another data center is going up, and I live in Columbus, Ohio, and we have 32 data centers in Columbus, Ohio. I'm like, oh my gosh, who's building all these things? Because everything's got data attached to it, right? But there's a couple of different hot topics, if you will, that are related to what dealers are asking us about, what our 20 groups are discussing. But I'll give you a couple of them. So one of those is the AI and how it's affecting the customer experience, right? And what I mean by that is that customers now are using AI to measure not just, you know, the SEO portion of what's really happening at the dealership. They're asking ChatGPT to say, hey, what's it really like to buy a car at this dealership? So they're asking that. The other thing that they're doing is they're using ChatGPT and AI to basically say, go find me a car, right? So now we've got the bots working on their behalf, and that's driven by the customer experience, meaning like, okay, I'm just going to go get someone else to do all this hard work for me, which is kind of interesting when you think about it, right? It's like, okay, now that's that. But the other part that's dramatically impacting the dealers is what we call the zero-click traffic. And when we talk about this, we're talking about what's happening within the search engines. 1 year ago, our buddy Steve White and had reported that 58% of all searches resulting in zero clicks. 58%, July of 2024. A year later, that number had jumped to 75%. That is just unbelievable. So people are finding information quicker and faster without, quote unquote, having the dealer pay for it. So it really got dealers stressed a little bit, like, well, do I have to keep up with my paid search? I think it puts the emphasis back on third parties. It puts the emphasis back on Auto Trader and say, look, let's provide a world-class shopping experience for our customers. Let's give them all the information from Car and Driver to Experian. Yeah. The depth of data that you all have at Cox Automotive, whether it's running vehicles through the auctions or listing them online or providing the research things, I think it just reinforces the fact that we can trust Cox Automotive to guide our customers to our dealerships. They may not get there on the last click. They may go there on the first click, but somewhere along the line, they're going to continue to go back. And I call that the re-click traffic, meaning that they're going to continue to go back to Cox Automotive properties and find out more and more information about what they're looking for. So that's another impact on which our dealers are talking about AI. They're talking about customer experience. And I cannot stress this enough that dealers have got to figure out a way to get their data under control. You know, we built that CDP when I was with the dealer group for 19 years. And we did that because we did not have control of our data. But what does the data tell? It's more than just name, address, telephone number. But finding out from, for example, using Experian data, does that customer even still own the vehicle? Just that one simple thing there alone can help us save money in marketing helping create lifecycle management better than we ever have before. So AI, customer experience, data, and the reliance still on third parties, right? Especially Auto Trader.
You bet. Data is power, and data is our superpower at Cox Automotive. And if I want to thank you for being a guest again with us today on For the Road Forward, and I'm sure our viewers and listeners took a ton of value from this. I know I did, as I always do when I'm with you. So I would encourage all of you to connect with NIF on LinkedIn and to download the full white paper findings and press releases related to the role that marketplaces play in today's shopping journey for some of the new partnerships that we mentioned by going to b2b.autotrader.com. or accessing the resources on our For the Road Forward podcast page. So, NIF, thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. It's awesome.
Yep. And that wraps it up for today. A big thank you to our subscribers and listeners for watching this episode of For the Road Forward. Don't forget to go to b2b.autotrader.com/For the Road Forward, where you can sign up to be one of the first to hear when a new episode is released, to access subscriber-only bonuses, and to be surprised with all kinds of cool findings and results and new announcements throughout the year. So I encourage you to sign up right now. And as always, I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, and I want to thank you for joining us for unjaded discussions aimed at helping you navigate what matters most. Be sure to tune in next time as we'll continue the open conversations with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what they're currently seeing, doing, and forecasting is coming next on the road ahead for all of us in the automotive industry. And as always, we're cutting through the noise to drive real results for you.